It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I gotta love a good HR problem for Am I the Jerk?
So they reached out to 102.7 Kiss FM HR specialists.
It's true. It's Am I the Jerk for getting involved in the work drama. And you can always message us if you want to. Send us an email, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or send them to us on Facebook. But lately, we've gotten a lot more. People are having more moral dilemmas.
Mm-hmm. And we'll keep you anonymous if you need us to.
Must be the season, I guess.
It has to be.
Here's the message we got. It says, it's from Sean. Hope it was okay to use the name. Yikes.
No, you didn't ask to be anonymous, big dog.
Hello, I'm in need of some advice. The place where I work has an employee who loves to stir drama, talk bad about all of us coworkers behind our backs, and just in general create a very toxic and negative environment with their narcissistic personality.
Got it.
Our boss and our HR department do very little to help with the issue, leaving us to navigate things ourselves. A few months ago, this particular employee said something very hurtful and degrading about another coworker, who I considered a good friend, in front of me. I struggled with the dilemma of letting it go or telling my friend about it, so I decided to seek advice from two other coworkers that I also considered trustworthy and friends to figure out what to do, since going to HR or the manager didn't seem to be an option anymore.
So he spilled some tea. Got it.
Three of us decided to look out for our coworker being talked about and not say anything, but the weight of it all bothered me.
Sure.
Flash forward, now it came up in conversation that this toxic coworker has been talking bad about everyone, and my friend asked what was being said about them. Now the friend asked, well, what was said about me? Sean's getting messy.
He's talking about everybody. What did he say about me?
Sean said, I was caught between brushing it off or telling the truth, so I let it all out. Now my friend is very upset, which is understandable. Mad that I kept this from them and didn't tell them sooner, and mad that I talked to two other coworkers before coming to them. That part I actually do get.
Yeah.
I understand where I went wrong and apologize, but now I'm getting the silent treatment and everything is snowballing. Aww. Am I the jerk? Should I have just kept my mouth shut and kept the peace? Please help. So Sean basically told his coworker another coworker was talking bad about them.
Mm-hmm.
And now the coworker's mad at the messenger, which is so many times in life when this happens.
Right.
Now you're mad at the messenger, not the person who was talking about you, because they didn't tell him
enough. You're mad at the messenger because the message was delayed.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're mad at the messenger.
You feel betrayed and embarrassed and like they're disloyal because they told two other people.
And still didn't tell you.
And still didn't tell you, which means everybody's now talking about you, which creates paranoia, okay?
Right. And you're thinking, oh, so they just let it happen. They ain't even say nothing to the dude or person, whoever, that was doing all the smack talking.
Mm-hmm.
Man, but then again,
is he the jerk? Should he have kept his mouth shut and kept the peace?
I do think so. At this rate, I do think so, because that's what he committed to. He committed to keeping his mouth shut and keeping the peace.
Mm-hmm.
When you commit to keeping the peace and keeping your mouth shut, you got to stick to that. Because you can't all of a sudden wake up one day, have an epiphany,
and go,
I'm going to ruin everything.
I actually agree with you. It was weighing on him. He wanted to tell the whole time and didn't, which is why it eventually came out. And you could hear that in the message when he's like, I wasn't sure if I should say anything, so I didn't. I talked to everybody else. But then I decided, it was like,
he
got it out of his system by talking to the other two people and then couldn't let it go and went, I gotta tell.
It wasn't out of his system.
No.
These people just roll off like they're talkers. How are you going to add baggage to your suitcase and then complain about the weight?
It's basically as if a coworker was talking badly about me and you were talking to other people and then didn't tell me till after.
Right.
I'm trying to paint it
way after.
And I'm like, how could you not tell me everybody was talking smack about me this whole time?
Exactly. And then and then I'm like, hey, listen, people, because you're like, hey, we found out such and such has been really bad mouthing people in the office.
Yeah.
And I should tell you, 2 months ago, I was talking to them and they said,
my reaction would be, what do you mean two months ago? I get why the messenger is now getting beat up.
Maybe 2 days, maybe 2 weeks and 2 hours, hopefully tops, but
Sean should not have told the, him or her that he told the other coworkers.
Sean already committed to keeping the peace and then went against his own decree. He shot himself in the foot. I hate to say he's the jerk. He's the jerk,
but
man.
But see, he's not the jerk because he didn't talk. He's not the one who was. This is what we do, too. We don't blame the one who's actually the problem.
Oh, no. They are the problem, but they're not the jerk. People know that's how they are. Mm. They're going to talk smack and they're going to do their thing. HR obviously isn't doing anything about it. You had the decision to either hold your friend down in that moment and say something or not. You chose to not.
Yeah.
And you also chose to talk to other people about it. Then later, go tell your friend who you consider a friend, not just a coworker. Mm-hmm. You're the jerk for that. You decided to keep the peace. You're supposed to stand on it, man.
Bah. You're right.
Like
414-533-1037. You have a lot of great points there, DC. Sean wants to know if he's the jerk. Should he have kept his mouth shut and kept the peace, or is he the jerk for telling his coworker that other people were talking bad about them? Mm-hmm. That's what he wants to know, essentially.
It's hard because I get
the jerk.
He
just minded his own damn business.
He wanted to talk to his people and tell them. I get that. You wanted to tell your people what was really going down, but you waited too long.
You waited. All right.
I don't know.
Let's take calls next, okay?
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Sean wants to know if he's the jerk for getting involved in the work drama. Coworkers found out there's one they don't like. HR really doesn't seem to care that they don't like this person, but this person talks a lot of smack and was talking about his other friend who's a coworker and finally told him, and then the coworker got mad at him and was like, how come you didn't tell me?
Why'd you wait so long to tell me?
What do you mean? You
told two other people before you told me?
So now he's like, well, am I the jerk for getting involved? Should I just kept my mouth shut? Let's pull up Lala. We're not allowed to use Destiny's theme song. Destiny's her wife.
Man, I'll do whatever I want. Lucky I'm being nice.
You know
today.
What? Do it. Then do it.
Say
pull
I
it
want.
Up. You know what? I love it how I said we're not allowed to use it. And DZ said, try me.
Try me.
Oh! Starting fights.
Kalala's the true player. What now, Destiny?
Hey. Yeah, right. Keep it on the down low. She won't know.
Well, and the best part is, she won't be able to get in with the phones. They're too busy.
We blocked. Can't call.
She's
blocked. We got Lala on the line. Everybody else is locked.
Lala works at HR.
Perfect.
We're dying
I'm the whole HR department.
Yes.
So. She doesn't work HR. She is HR. Her middle name is HR.
At home and work.
Right. Well, I'm sorry to say it, but he's a jerk. He should have just stayed out of it. Is that his business?
Yeah.
And if he said that at first, you know, he was going to not say anything and keep his peace, he should have stayed on it and not said, oh, well, you know, then I want to talk about it. Then he wants to be in the drama. So he wanted to be in the drama in the first place, but then try to play it cool and then, you know, change his decision. So,
Adam because he wanted to spill tea.
Uh-huh.
Right. And then if HR and the manager ain't doing anything, well, they should hire me. And plus, it's probably not worth it.
Yeah, no, 100%.
You know, you're always going to have a coworker that's going to talk smack. Oh,
right.
Well.
That's right.
True.
Oh, well.
Let that get to you.
That part.
That's true.
That part.
Yeah, you're going to have people in general always giving you problems in life. You got to figure out how to navigate it. You're right, though, because he did give a lot of reasons and justifications throughout this. It was a long message of, this is why I didn't. This is why I didn't. But then I had to.
But then I had to?
Yeah,
how you going to contradict?
You didn't have to.
You didn't have to.
You just wanted to be between the tee.
Boom.
He wanted to be in the tee.
Boom. Uh-huh. That part, Lala. I believe it.
And so do I.
Lala kicks it off.
Jerk.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Lala. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
She's always so happy and fun.
This is great, man. No wonder she's in HR. She makes every situation probably better.
She's like, come to my office.
I got you.
A happy mood.
Come on.
Michael is in Milwaukee next up for Am I the Jerk. Hey, Michael, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good morning, man.
What's your thoughts on this? Lala said jerk. What do you think?
So I was thinking, I believe that you guys said that the person that was getting talked about had asked the friend what was being said about him.
He's right.
They had asked, is anything being said about
me? The friend did ask.
Directly, they asked.
They asked.
Uh-huh.
They asked the homie and went, oh, you know they're talking trash about everybody? What have they said about me?
Yeah, so in that moment, the friend has to kind of, even then, he has to have to make a decision on, okay, I got to be a friend and tell him. I tried to figure out the stuff on my own behind his back and what should I do?
Yeah.
But now you're asking, I got to be a friend and tell you. You should be happy that his friend was trying to look out for him at first. and figure it out. But now that you asked them, I got to be a friend and tell you. Don't be mad at me.
You're saying it's justified because the coworker asked, are they talking about me?
And friend then, opened the doorway.
And then he delivered.
After deciding not to say nothing, the friend reopened the doorway and you went, you know what? I do got to tell you.
You're right, because I'm going back to the message and it says, this is the message. Let's revisit it just so we're correct on this.
Quick recap.
It says, flash forward. Now it came up in conversation. The toxic coworker has been talking bad about everyone and my friend asked what was being said about them. But hold on, Michael. But it came up in conversation that this person was talking bad about everyone.
Who brought it up?
Because good I was point. With you, Michael, until I rethought it and I reread that and I go, but who brought it up?
But think about it.
Who brought it up?
Had the conversation not been brought up, the friend probably would have never mentioned it. Doesn't matter how the conversation was brought up. It was brought up.
It does matter if Sean was the one who brought it up because he was he was setting the guy up. True. He was setting the coworker up.
True. Maybe baiting a little bit. But if that wasn't the case, then at the end of the day, it was still brought up.
Yeah.
Even if it was by Sean, Sean was kind of seeking that out. And the friend asked. The friend even brought up. The friend didn't have to go, well, what was said about me? Mm-hmm. The friend was curious.
Right. You know what? He wanted to know.
Let's think about this, too. What value does it give, really? Like, I always say, tell me if somebody's talking smack about me. But really, DZ, don't tell me unless it's something I need to know. I don't care.
Right.
Does it add value? Is it going to something that needs to be addressed? Or is it dumb stuff?
Is someone tarnishing my name or is someone just talking trash? Because if they're talking trash, that's one thing. That's whatever.
Right,
but if you're tarnishing my name, now we got a problem.
Exactly. If they're like, Allie doesn't listen. Yeah, okay, and?
Like, okay. Okay.
But is it something that we should be worried about that they're saying? Or is it dumb stuff? Yeah.
Must have been something they were.
Dumb stuff, you just got to let it go. Whatever, and just dismiss yourself from that person's presence.
Kind of what
But Michael, you brought me back to the middle. His points make me realize you got the doorway opened. You stepped through it that final time. That was on you. That you got your boy asked.
Yes.
Dang, Michael. Yeah. Michael says not the jerk.
All right, Michael. Thank
you. Not the jerk.
Split. All right, guys. Appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you later.
I love work problems. Everybody's got work issues at some time in their life like this, where people are talking about people and who's involved.
Yeah, I like both perspectives so far, though, because they give such great points. It's like, dang, both are actually very, very right now.
I don't disagree. Ava's last but not least in Milwaukee. Ava, good morning.
I do not envy you, Ava.
Good morning.
You get to be the tiebreaker today.
Ava sounded fired up, though, when I answered the phone. So, Ava?
Yes, and I'm like, because I feel like I understand both sides, but I got two issues. One, if somebody is talking about me in an inappropriate way, I need to know just because I don't want to be in this person's face or too friendly, and they don't even like me. First off, I need to fall back.
Touché.
That's fair.
I'm saying that Sean is a jerk because he was a jerk before anything because he went to those other two coworkers.
Yep. He was talking smack.
Somebody on his team, but they didn't agree with him. He wanted to tell from jump.
Right.
But he went to them for validation that it was okay to tell. They didn't give him that validation. So he's like, damn, I got to be quiet. I got to be quiet.
She's right.
And go tell your friend. Go tell your friend because that's what you wanted to do anyway. It was going to come up at some point because he wanted to tell
that part.
Anyway,
boy got word vomit and couldn't hold it in.
He was messy from the start with it. He was talking the whole time smack. And then when nobody else got it, when it didn't get back to his friend, he figured out a way to get it back to the friend. It's like,
somehow. Hey, I think he brought it up in conversation, too. I think y'all hit the nail on the head.
Ava! Brought us back. Talk that talk! Ava says jerk. And I'm going to tell you why, because he was petty, petitious from the beginning.
If it was me, and I'm like, you said what? I think you should say that to her face. Hey, girl, friend, let me tell you what so-and-so just said. I'm just busting it out.
You know what?
Don't talk crazy about my friend in front of me. No, right off top, I'm telling.
Right.
Ain't even no shame. I'm telling.
Ava, you're right. You just put the two of them next to each other and go, say it now.
Say it now.
Say it now in front of my friend, because now I'm in the
quickest
middle.
Quickest way to squash it.
Yeah, it's like,
y'all either going to be enemies forever, or he is going to be like, wait, we got off on the wrong foot. Maybe I should watch my mouth.
Yep.
Okay, we can move on from this.
Might be the
Instead
only
of
direct way.
Linger forever for nothing.
Forever for nothing. Ava, say less. Ooh,
honestly.
We appreciate your call, Ava.
Thank you, Ava. Call back.
For real. Let's get her a theme song.
I love people.
Talk to you later, Ava.
Up,
no,
boy.
She was in. She was in. Got me. I was like, don't stand up, DZ. Don't get hyped. Just let Ava have her moment because I was in here geek.
Honestly, as uncomfortable as it is, put those two in front of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully the other person will be so uncomfortable now being face to face with the people they've been talking about, they might never say it. They might actually shut up.
It's going to stop.
Or they're that awful and they'll turn it up a notch and maybe eventually HR will get involved.
Well, I don't know. One of the two sons going to get solved through that. But it, this wasn't jerk. The solution. Jerk. The answer is jerk.
Okay. Done.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I gotta love a good HR problem for Am I the Jerk?
So they reached out to 103.7 Kiss FM HR specialists.
It's true. It's Am I the Jerk for getting involved in the work drama. And you can always message us if you want to. Send us an email, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or send them to us on Facebook. But lately, we've gotten a lot more. People are having more moral dilemmas.
Mm-hmm. And we'll keep you anonymous if you need us to.
Must be the season, I guess.
It has to be.
Here's the message we got. It says, it's from Sean. Hope it was okay to use the name. Yikes.
No, you didn't ask to be anonymous, big dog.
Hello, I'm in need of some advice. The place where I work has an employee who loves to stir drama, talk bad about all of us coworkers behind our backs, and just in general create a very toxic and negative environment with their narcissistic personality.
Got it.
Our boss and our HR department do very little to help with the issue, leaving us to navigate things ourselves. A few months ago, this particular employee said something very hurtful and degrading about another coworker, who I considered a good friend, in front of me. I struggled with the dilemma of letting it go or telling my friend about it, so I decided to seek advice from two other coworkers that I also consider trustworthy and friends to figure out what to do, since going to HR or the manager didn't seem to be an option anymore.
So he spilled some tea. Got it.
Three of us decided to look out for our coworker being talked about and not say anything, but the weight of it all bothered me.
Sure.
Flash forward, now it came up in conversation that this toxic coworker has been talking bad about everyone, and my friend asked what was being said about them. Now the friend asked, well, what was said about me? Sean's getting messy.
He's talking about everybody. What did he say about me?
Sean said, I was caught between brushing it off or telling the truth, so I let it all out. Now my friend is very upset, which is understandable. Mad that I kept this from them and didn't tell them sooner, and mad that I talked to two other coworkers before coming to them. That part I actually do get.
Yeah.
I understand where I went wrong and apologize, but now I'm getting the silent treatment and everything is snowballing. Aww. Am I the jerk? Should I have just kept my mouth shut and kept the peace? Please help. So Sean basically told his coworker another coworker was talking bad about them.
Mm-hmm.
And now the coworker's mad at the messenger, which is so many times in life when this happens.
Right.
Now you're mad at the messenger, not the person who was talking about you, because they didn't tell him
quick enough. You're mad at the messenger because the message was delayed.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're mad at the messenger.
You feel betrayed and embarrassed and like they're disloyal because they told two other people.
And still didn't tell you,
which means everybody's now talking about you, which creates paranoia, okay?
Right, and you're thinking, oh, so they just let it happen. They ain't even say nothing to the dude or person, whoever, that was doing all the smack talking.
Mm-hmm.
Man, but
is
then
he
again,
the jerk? Should he have kept his mouth shut and kept the peace?
I do think so. At this rate, I do think so, because that's what he committed to. He committed to keeping his mouth shut and keeping the peace.
Mm-hmm.
When you commit to keeping the peace and keeping your mouth shut, you got to stick to that, because you can't all of a sudden wake up one day, have an epiphany,
and go,
I'm going to ruin everything.
I actually agree with you. It was weighing on him. He wanted to tell the whole time and didn't, which is why it eventually came out. And you could hear that in the message when he's like, I wasn't sure if I should say anything, so I didn't. I talked to everybody else. But then I decided, it was like,
he
got it out of his system by talking to the other two people and then couldn't let it go and went, I gotta tell.
It wasn't out of his system.
No.
These people just roll off like they're talkers. How are you going to add baggage to your suitcase and then complain about the weight?
It's basically as if a coworker was talking badly about me and you were talking to other people and then didn't tell me till after.
Right.
Trying to paint it
way
in like
after.
Way after. And I'm like, how could you not tell me everybody was talking smack about me this whole time?
Exactly. And then and then I'm like, hey, listen, people, because you're like, hey, we found out such and such has been really bad mouthing people in the office.
Yeah.
And I should tell you, 2 months ago, I was talking to them and they said,
my reaction would be, what do you mean two months ago? I get why the messenger is now getting beat
Maybe
up.
2 days, yeah. maybe 2 weeks, and 2 hours, hopefully
and
tops. But
Sean should not have told the. Oh, see, now you, I'm going all over. Shouldn't have told her.
Sean
that
committed.
Him or her that he told the other coworkers.
Sean already committed to keeping the peace, and then went against his own decree. He shot himself in the foot. I hate to say it.
He's a jerk.
He's the jerk, man.
But see, he's not the jerk because he didn't talk. He's not the one who was. This is what we do, too. We don't blame the one who's actually the problem.
Oh, no. They are the problem, they're but they're not the jerk. People know that's how they are. Mm. They're going to talk smack and they're going to do their thing. HR obviously isn't doing anything about it. You had the decision to either hold your friend down in that moment and say something or not. You chose to not.
Yeah.
And you also chose to talk to other people about it. Then later go tell your friend who you consider a friend, not just a coworker. Mm-hmm. You jerk for that. You needed you you decided to keep the peace. You're supposed to stand on it, man.
Bah. You're right.
Like
414-533-1037. You have a lot of great points there, DC. Sean wants to know if he's the jerk. Should he have kept his mouth shut and kept the peace? Or is he the jerk for telling his coworker that other people were talking bad about them? Mm-hmm. That's what he wants to know, essentially.
It's hard, because I get it.
Is he the jerk?
He
should have minded his own damn business.
He wanted to talk to his people and tell them. I get that. You wanted to tell your people what was really going down, but you waited too long, man.
You waited. All right.
I don't know.
Let's take calls next, okay?
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Sean wants to know if he's the jerk for getting involved in the work drama. Coworkers found out there's one they don't like. HR really doesn't seem to care that they don't like this person, but this person talks a lot of smack and was talking about his other friend who's a coworker and finally told him, and then the coworker got mad at him and was like, how come you didn't tell me?
Why'd you wait so long to tell me?
Come
what
on.
Do you mean? What? You told two other people before you told me?
So now he's like, well, am I the jerk for getting involved? Should I just kept my mouth shut? Let's pull up Lala. We're not allowed to use Destiny's theme song. Destiny's her wife.
Now I'll do whatever I want. Lucky I'm being nice.
You know
today.
What? Do it. Then do it.
Say
pull
I
it
want.
Up. You know what? I love it how I said we're not allowed to use it. And DZ said, try me.
Try me.
Starting fights.
Kalala's the true player. What now, Destiny?
Hey. Yeah, right. Keep it on the down low. She won't know.
Well, and the best part is, she won't be able to get in with the phones. They're too busy.
We blocked. Can't call.
She's blocked.
We got Lala on the line. Everybody else is locked.
Lala works at HR.
Perfect.
We're dying to hear.
I'm the whole HR department.
Yes.
So. She doesn't work HR. She is HR. Her middle name is HR.
At home and work. Right.
Well, I'm sorry to say it, but he's a jerk. He should have just stayed out of it. Is that his business?
Yeah.
And if he said that at first, you know, he was going to not say anything and keep his peace, he should have stayed on it and not said, oh, well, you know, then I want to talk about it. Then he wants to be in the drama. So he wanted to be in the drama in the first place, but then try to play it cool and then, you know, change his decision. So,
it was eating at him because he wanted to spill tea.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then if HR and the manager ain't doing anything, well, they should hire me. And plus, it's probably not worth it.
Yeah, no, 100%.
You know, you're always going to have a coworker that's going to talk smack. Oh,
right.
Well.
That's true.
You're going to let that get to you.
That part.
That's true.
That part.
Yeah, you're going to have people in general always giving you problems in life. You got to figure out how to navigate it. You're right, though, because he did give a lot of reasons and justifications throughout this. It was a long message of, this is why I didn't. This is why I didn't. But then I had to.
But then I had to?
Yeah.
How you going to contradict
it? You didn't have to.
You didn't have to.
You just wanted to be between the teeth.
Boom.
He wanted to be in the teeth.
Boom. Uh-huh. That part, Lala. I believe it.
And so do I.
Lala kicks
so
it off.
Jerk.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Lala. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
She's always so happy and
this
fun.
This is great, man. No wonder she's in HR. She makes every situation probably better.
She's like, come to my office.
I got you.
Happy mood.
Come on.
Michael is in Milwaukee next up for Am I the Jerk. Hey, Michael, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good morning, man.
What's your thoughts on this? Lala said jerk. What do you think?
So I was thinking, I believe that you guys said that the person that was getting talked about had asked the friend what was being said about him.
He's right.
They had asked, is anything being said about
me? The friend did ask.
Directly,
right.
They asked.
They asked the homie and went, oh, you know they're talking trash about everybody? What have they said about me?
Yeah, so in that moment, the friend has to kind of, even then, he has to have to make a decision on, okay, I got to be a friend and tell him. I tried to figure out the stuff on my own behind his back and what should I do.
Yeah.
But now you're asking, I got to be a friend and tell you. You should be happy that his friend was trying to look out for him at first
and figure it out. But now that you asked them, I got to be a friend and tell you. Don't be mad at me.
You're
saying
it's justified because the coworker asked, are they talking about me?
And friend opened the doorway.
And then he delivered.
After deciding not to say nothing, the friend reopened the doorway and you went, you know what? I do got to tell you.
You're right, because I'm going back to the message and it says, this is the message. Let's revisit it just so we're correct on this.
Quick recap.
It says, flash forward. Now it came up in conversation. The toxic coworker has been talking bad about everyone. And my friend asked what was being said about them. But hold on, Michael. But it came up in conversation that this person was talking bad about everyone.
Who brought it up?
Because with you, Michael, until I rethought it and I reread that. And I go, but who brought it up?
But think about it.
Who brought it up?
Had the conversation not been brought up, the friend probably would have never mentioned it. Doesn't matter how the conversation was brought up. It was brought up.
It does matter if Sean was the one who brought it up, because he was he was setting the guy up.
True.
He was setting the coworker up.
True. Maybe baiting a little bit. But if that wasn't the case, then at the end of the day, it was still brought up.
Yeah.
Even if it was by Sean, Sean was kind of seeking that out. And the friend asked. The friend even brought up. The friend didn't have to go, well, what was said about me? Mm-hmm. The friend was curious.
Right. You know he wanted to know.
Let's think about this, too. What value does it give, really? Like, I always say, tell me if somebody's talking smack about me, but really, DZ, don't tell me unless it's something I need to know. I don't care.
Right.
Does it add value? Is it going to, is something that needs to be addressed, or is it dumb stuff?
Is someone tarnishing my name, or is someone just talking trash? Because if they're talking trash, that's one thing. That's whatever.
Right.
But if you're tarnishing my name, now we got a problem.
Exactly. If they're like, Allie doesn't listen,
okay.
But is it something that we should be worried about that they're saying, or is it dumb stuff? Yeah.
Must have been something they were.
Dumb stuff, you just got to let it go. Whatever, and just dismiss yourself from that person's presence.
Kind of what
But Michael, you brought me back to the middle. His points make me realize you got the doorway opened. You stepped through it that final time. That was on you. That you got your boy asked.
Yes.
Dang, Michael. Yes. Michael says not the jerk.
All right, Michael. Thank
you. Not the jerk.
Split. All right, guys. Appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you later.
I love work problems. Everybody's got work issues at some time in their life like this, where people are talking about people and who's involved.
Yeah, I like both perspectives so far, though, because they give such great points. It's like, dang, both are actually very, very right now.
I don't disagree. Ava's last but not least in Milwaukee. Ava, good morning.
I do not envy you, Ava.
Good morning.
You get to be the tiebreaker today.
Ava sounded fired up, though, when I answered the phone. So, Ava?
Yes, and I'm like, because I feel like I understand both sides, but I got two issues. One, if somebody is talking about me in an inappropriate way, I need to know, just because I don't want to be in this person's face or too friendly, and they don't even like me. First off, I need to fall back.
Touche.
That's fair.
I'm saying that Sean is a jerk because he was a jerk before anything, because he went to those other two coworkers.
He was talking smack.
He had somebody on his team, but they didn't agree with him. He wanted to tell from jump.
Right.
But he went to them for validation that it was okay to tell. They didn't give him that validation. So he's like, damn, I got to be quiet. I mean, I got to be quiet.
She's right.
Go tell your friend. Go tell your friend, because that's what you wanted to do anyway. It was going to come up at some point because he wanted to tell
that part.
Anyway,
boy got word vomit and couldn't hold it in.
He was messy from the start with it. He was talking the whole time smack. And then when nobody else got it, when it didn't get back to his friend, he figured out a way to get it back to the friend. It's
somehow,
like,
I think he brought it up in conversation, too. I think y'all hit the nail on the head.
Ava! Brought us back. Talk that talk. Ava says jerk. Ooh. And I'm going to tell you why, because he was petty, petitious from the beginning.
But if it was me, and I'm like, you said what? I think you should say that to her face. Hey, girl, friend, let me tell you what so-and-so just said. I'm just busting it out.
You know what?
Don't talk crazy about my friend in front of me. No, right off top, I'm telling.
Right.
Ain't even no shame. I'm telling.
Ava, you're right. You just put the two of them next to each other and go, say it now.
Say it now.
Say it now in front of my friend, because now I'm in the
quickest
middle.
Quickest way to squash it.
Yeah, it's
like, either going to be enemies forever, or he is going to be like, wait, we got off on the wrong foot. Maybe I should watch my mouth.
Yep.
Okay, we can move on from there.
Might be the
Instead
only direct way.
Linger forever for nothing.
Forever for nothing. Ava, say less. Ooh,
honestly.
We appreciate your call, Ava.
Thank you, Ava. Call back.
For real. Let's get her a theme song.
I love people.
Talk to you later, Ava.
Up,
no,
boy.
She was in. She was in. Got me. I was like, don't stand up, DZ. Don't get hyped. Just let Ava have her moment, because I was in here geek.
Honestly, as uncomfortable as it is, put those two in front of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully the other person will be so uncomfortable now being face to face with the people they've been talking about, they might never say it. They might actually shut up.
It's going to stop.
Or they're that awful and they'll turn it up a notch, and maybe eventually HR will get involved.
Well, I don't know. One of the two, some's going to get solved through that. But it, this wasn't the solution. Jerk. The answer's jerk.
Okay. Done.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.